It's Tuesday, May 14th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, three teenagers charged with multiple felonies in Sierra Vista signed plea deals, ensuring no prison time for now. Now some Arizona trivia. Balbir Singh Sodhi, a Sikh-American entrepreneur, was murdered on September 15, 2001 in Mesa, Arizona, in a hate crime in response to the September 11th attacks. Sodhi, mistaken for an Arab Muslim due to his turban and beard, was shot by Frank Silver Roque, a mechanic with a history of attempted robbery. Roque killed Sodhi at his gas station where he was planting flowers to honor 9/11 victims. Later, Roque targeted others but failed in his attempts. Initially sentenced to death, Roque's penalty was reduced to life imprisonment due to his low IQ and mental health issues. He died in prison in 2022. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital is doing more than treating illnesses. They're building a healthier community through prevention. Access to affordable fruits and vegetables are essential to good health. Their collaboration with Pinnacle Farms and Market on the Move brings more than 12,000 pounds of affordable produce to the community every month. For more information and dates, follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Benson Hospital. Now our feature story. Three teenagers charged with multiple felonies in Sierra Vista signed plea deals, ensuring no prison time for now. Joshua Luna, Vernon Worrell Jr., and Alexander Harrow faced trials for crimes committed in November 2023, including burglaries and auto thefts. The Cochise County Attorney's Office negotiated the deals, with Judge Jason Lindstrom set to sentence them in June. Luna, who turns 20 soon, pleaded guilty to four charges, including a DUI requiring 4 months in jail and 5 years of probation for three felonies: burglary, theft of means of transportation, and unlawful flight from law enforcement. He admitted involvement in crimes, knowing Harrow was armed. Worrell, 16, also pleaded guilty to three felonies: burglary of Lee's auto sales, burglary of Priority Auto, and theft of means of transportation. He admitted knowing Harrow was armed during the crimes. Harrow, 17, pleaded guilty to three felonies: burglary of Lee's auto sales while armed, theft of means of transportation, and weapons misconduct. The remaining charges were dismissed as part of the plea deals. If any violate probation, they could face prison sentences of more than 8 years per felony, potentially running consecutively. The teens have been in custody since their arrests, unable to post a $100,000 bond. The crimes began on November 28th with a vehicle collision. Harrow was caught fleeing a damaged vehicle from Lee's auto sales with a handgun, leading to his prosecution as an adult. Luna, refusing a traffic stop, was later arrested and self-incriminated. Worrell was arrested the next day, having been under juvenile probation supervision at the time. The teens owe over $54,000 in restitution to Lee's auto sales, with other victims having 60 days post-sentencing to file claims. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Join us at Prestige Assisted Living in Sierra Vista as we host a casino night on Friday, May 17th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Enjoy the glamour and games of Vegas right here at our community. We'll have some of your favorite casino games, along with delicious snacks and cocktails. You'll also be able to tour our community, meet our team, and see how we celebrate life at every age. For more about our casino night, visit prestigecare.com/Sierra Vista. Again, that's prestigecare.com/Sierra Vista.
Next, we're excited to share our weekly segment, Best of Preps, brought to you by our friends at Lawley Automotive.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small-town dealer-friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now, Best of Preps.
Welcome back, everyone, to your favorite segment inside the Daily Chirp podcast. It is time, once again, for Game of the Week, where we get to sit down with the Herald Review Media sports editor, Bruce Wetton, and talk about all things Cochise County sports. Now, there is this event coming up on Thursday, June 6th. It is called Best of Preps, where the Herald Review Media has to determine the best team of the year. And Bruce...
decision just got a little harder, Jeff.
It certainly did, Bruce. Let's talk about that.
Bisbee Pumas. Oh, my goodness, man. What a display of baseball they put on Saturday night. The Bisbee Pumas are the 2A baseball state champions. Woo! Congratulations to Todd Hammett and the players. They beat the number one team in the state, Phoenix Christian, who, folks, going into the game, had been 26-2, and they had outscored their opponents 355-63, and Bisbee held them to just two runs.
So how did that all happen?
A thing called the short game, Jeff. And for those of you that don't know much about baseball, there's a thing called the bunt. This was really unique, and the fact is that Bisbee was batting top of the first, and they got a runner who hit a triple, and Todd Hammett decided to lay down a bunt, bring him home, and boom, Bisbee goes up 1-0. Worked so well, let's try it again. Lay down another bunt. The Phoenix Christian pitcher picked it up through to first base. Only thing is he shot it over the first baseman's head. It bounced off the wall, ricocheted in the first base. The right field. That runner comes around. The score is 2-0.
Just like that.
Just like that. And they laid down four bunts in a row. And Bisbee had 13 hits in the game. And it had been years since I had seen the short game. But I applaud Todd Hammett. I applaud his coaches for calling it. And when I had a lengthy talk with Todd on Sunday night, whose phone is blowing up right now, he's probably the most – he could run for mayor of Bisbee and win it. He's so popular down there right now. But anyway, he said they work on the bunts every day in practice. And he said when the situation presented itself, he said he knew his players would execute. You know, growing up and playing Little League and high school ball, bunting was not my forte. It was – I hated it. I was afraid my fingers were going to get hit. I just did not – I was not a good bunter. But these kids executed the bunts perfectly, and they laid down three of the four between the third base side and the pitcher side. The other one did go to the first base side, but Anthony Molina was a kid who laid down the bunt. He is so lightning quick that even when he laid it down, he still beat out the throw. This was awesome, and Bisbee advanced to the championship game after beating Benson on Friday in the state semis 9-5, so it was kind of a bittersweet. In that game, we had Bryson Meyer versus Dalton Crockett. Benson actually jumped out to a 4-0 lead, by the way, and then Bisbee came back and scored him 9-1. So Bisbee got into the finals, but this is Bisbee's first state championship since 2008 and their sixth since 1947. And the last time they won state, it was 2008. They were 27-4, and Mike Frosco was the coach. Todd was the assistant coach, as he was
really?
In 2003
wow.
when they won their other state championship. So Todd and I are talking last night on the phone, on Sunday night on the phone, and he's giving me some rundown, and there's a few interesting tidbits here I want to share with our readers, our listeners today. Hammett has an assistant coach named Carlos Lopez, and Carlos is the one that calls the pitches. Well, Todd shared with me on Sunday night, Carlos Lopez was a winning pitcher in 2008 for the 2008 state championship.
The last time they won the state championship, he was the winning pitcher, and this time he called the pitches as the assistant coach in 2024.
Oh, it gets better. Todd's longtime assistant coach Bernal, who's been involved in the Bisbee baseball program for over three decades, won his fourth championship with this team. He was a player in the 1966 team. He was the assistant coach in 2003, the assistant coach in 2008, and the assistant coach in 2024, Jeff.
What a legacy.
Oh, what a legacy is right. I can't wait to talk to him. But he's won four state titles through baseball, through coaching and as a player in his baseball career at Bisbee High School. Of course, Mike Chavez is the other assistant coach that has been helping Todd out for years. And Todd is saying this was the players, and he just kind of guided the ship. But Bisbee won the tournament because of the pitching of Bryson Meyer and Jose Mendez.
Let's talk about that, though. So they were the only two pitchers, starting pitchers, that were used.
Each pitcher went 2-0. Jose, he pitched game one, and he pitched the championship game. Bryson pitched the quarterfinals, and because he had the week's rest in between, he met the days off required to pitch again. He was able to beat Benson in the semis.
So not only do they have to face a pitch count, but they have to face certain days rest in between starts.
Yes, sir. And the thing is, we'll talk about this in a second too, but both pitchers started the game. They didn't go the distance because they ran out of the pitch count limits, which is 105. So both pitchers went over 5-plus innings, enough to get the win. And then Todd filled in the gaps with Hunter Wright pitching game one and Sebastian Lopez closing out the championship game. So we're all watching the championship game, and Jose's cruising. He's absolutely cruising. And top of the seventh come, and we're thinking, he's going to do it. He's going to get the complete game win. Well, with one out and a runner on first base, Todd goes out and snags Jose. Bruce is yelling at the computer, "What the heck are you doing, Todd?" The announcer on the NFHS Network is screaming the same thing almost. He's like, "Dude, he's got a great game going." When I spoke with Todd on Sunday night, he said he had to go out and get him because he reached his pitch count limit. He said, "I would have left him in if I could have, but he said if we'd have won, we'd had to forfeit because of an illegal pitcher." So his hands were tied. So he brought in Sebastian. Sebastian, he made him work. They made him work a little bit. I think he faced four batters, but he got the final two outs, and then the celebration was on. But Mendez, a senior, and he was on the freshman team and only won five games, and then he came back, and he's a winning pitcher in the state championship game. He had tears streaming down his face like you would not believe when the game was over, and it was just so unreal. And I can't tell you how happy I am for these kids, man. I mean, as I said in my Facebook post on Sunday, that I have covered this team for 3 years, and I have watched them, I have watched Todd build this program, and I've gotten to know the kids, and they're very good kids. They're very polite kids, very respectful kids, as all our kids are in Cochise County, I might add. But I saw the grind. I saw the effort this team put in. The fact that they won it didn't surprise me, and I was nervous about facing the number one seed. Todd was relaxed because they had already played this team in a tournament in Phoenix back in the early season, and Phoenix Christian beat Bisbee by a score of 6-5, and that was because the time limit ran out. They did not finish the game. And so Todd was telling me, he said, "I like our chances against this team." And he says, "If we're going to be the champion," he said, "we got to beat the best."
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Oh, my goodness, man. And I'll tell you, what was really gratifying, the game's over, and I put the story on the Herald Review Facebook page, and I also put it on the Douglas Facebook page. And it warmed my heart to the end to see the amount of support and love they got from Douglas faithful saying, "Congratulations, Bisbee. Way to go, Bisbee. We may not like each other on game day, but whenever we're not playing each other, we're pulling for each other." And the Douglas story on Facebook had over 500 views. Over 150 comments have been posted. And the same thing with the Herald Review. This story has blown up. Todd has gotten statewide recognition. He's been in the Arizona Republic. He's been all over the internet talking about this team and the drive that they've had. And what a sweet, sweet, sweet success story. And with this now, we now have Berean Academy. We now have St. David Girls Basketball. And we have Bisbee Baseball as state champions. And then we have the Buena 4x4 relay team who won state in their division. And they competed in the state open meeting. We'll talk about them here in just a minute. And then, of course, the St. David Girls Volleyball team finished second at state. So football state champion with Berean, baseball state champion in the season. We are officially done with high school sports now. Now we can focus on Little League and the other summer theme events coming up. But, yeah, the committee for the best of preps has got some serious decision-making to do today because, I mean, you know, you've got so many Cinderella stories that arose this season. Wow, that's all I can say is wow. Anyway, it was really a great Saturday for Cochise County, or for Southern Arizona, because we actually had three state champions. And the 4A softball, South Point beat CDO at Hillenbrand Stadium in Tucson, and Vail Empire, who played Benson, Douglas, Wilcox, they won the state championship, beating number one seed Valley Christian. So those games were over, and then here comes Bisbee bringing in the third championship. And so the Tucson media is having a heyday, too, with saying, "Hey, you know, we got three state champions." The Bisbee game started late on Saturday night because they had the 1A state championship in the game prior to that. And this was kind of interesting, too, because Hayden, they were playing Lincoln Prep, and they won the state championship for the second year in a row, beating Lincoln Prep 14-8. They were actually up 10-0 in this game, and then Lincoln Prep got them 8-4 and narrowed the gap, so it did go the full seven. So this game started at 4 and ended at 6:45, And so the Bisbee game that was due to start at 7 actually started around 7:45 at Tempe Diablo. But the good news is the players were there, they were adjusted, they were relaxed, and when the game started, you could not tell the layoff had impacted them at all. So great story, Jeff, just a great story. In the state track meet that was held, we had the state open track meet at the same time this past weekend in Mesa. In the girls meet, we had no Cochise County teams, unfortunately, but Chandler Hamilton took first, Chandler High took second, and Canyon View took third out of 56 schools that were represented. But in the boys meet, we had Buena and we had Tombstone represented. Queen Creek took first, Chandler took second, Desert Vista took third. Buena tied for 46th place with four other schools, and Tombstone tied for 62nd place with 10 other schools. 72 schools were represented at this state meet. The Buena boys 4x4 relay team, they won the divisional state track meet last weekend at Mesa, and they came back and they ran here in the open meet. And in the prelims, they ran a 318.19, which was a school record. And this was a relay team of D'Angelo Hawthorne, Armani Ramirez, Jaden Thomas, and Vijay Carrier. And then they came back again in the finals, and they placed fifth, losing to Chandler, Queen Creek, Cesar Chavez, and Desert Vista.
How do you explain that when they win state one week and then the next week the same four guys go out there and they come in fifth?
But again, they won state against all 5A schools. This is 1A through 6A.
Okay.
So Chandler's a 6A. Queen Creek, I'm not quite sure where they are. Cesar Chavez, I think, is a 6A. And Desert Vista. This is why it's an open state meet. And you have a, and I wish more schools would do this because you have a true state champion.
Doesn't it?
It's like Bisbee's a 2A state champion, but, you know, they probably wouldn't beat a 5A or 6A team. So in the individual meets, yes, I think this works. Because even Malachi, he was a high jump champion for his division, but in the open state, he actually took eighth. But he did,
which is still great. That's still amazing. I don't want to take anything away from these guys.
He still tied a career high of 6.4.
Amazing.
And the winning jump was 6.8, set by Notre Dame Prep. You're getting the best of the best, and of all the divisional champions, because we had several others from Cochise County who were not invited to this because their divisional state championship marks or times did not qualify for the Open. Two of our athletes that we were hoping to get there did not get there because of the fact is they did not meet the Open state qualifying mark slash times. But to show you the kind of caliber we had at this meet, Linda Lamb, my Stringer reporter, was there. She was actually a meet official for the state meet. Linda called me on Sunday night to tell me about this amazing story that happened at her track meet where we had a hurdler from Arizona set a national high school record in the 300-meter hurdles. The hurdles are 300 meters, like we said, and they're actually hurdles, so you got to clear them, and to run them under 35 seconds is tough to do. Gilbert Sr., Vance Nielsen, he ran a 34.83 in the 300 meters to set the national high school record in the event at the AIA State Track and Field Meet this past Saturday. It's the first time ever in the United States that a high school athlete has gone under 35 seconds in the 300-meter hurdles.
Incredible.
This kid's got a D1 scholarship already lined up somewhere. So, I mean, you have some major, major, major talent you're competing here. You know, eighth place is nothing to be ashamed of. Fifth place is nothing to be ashamed of. And we're going to have a complete story about track, as well as a load of breakdown with the Bisbee Pumas and what's going on with them, pictures. And then I understand, too, the Bisbee community is coming together and they're going to throw a parade for the kids and a celebration. And we're just waiting to hear on the date, time, and location. We'll be on top of that. But, you know, Jeff, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. And the fact is that I knew Bisbee could do it, but there has to be a little bit of luck involved. And Todd will tell you, there has to be a little bit of luck. And had those bunts not been laid down the way they should have been, you know,
could be different.
It could be different.
Before we started recording this, we talked about this is something that the community of Bisbee, this is something they needed, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. With everything that's hit that community, especially with the downtown fires, Jeff. Again, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm so proud and so impressed by these kids. They put Bisbee on the map. You were asking people, where's Bisbee, Arizona? Well, I don't know. Well, they're getting an idea now because of these kids. And we were actually at the send-off for the team on Thursday. Todd Hammett, he wanted to go up a day before to get the players acclimated, to get them settled down. He said, I knew we were going to be calm, but he said, I wanted to leave on Thursday. So Thursday at 9 o'clock, we were at Warren Ballpark with him. When they were given a police and fire escort out of Bisbee, they passed through the middle school, the elementary school, past the high school, took him past the pit. And there was so many signs from community members out there with signs of support saying, go Bisbee. And the support in Tempe was just overwhelming, too. Bisbee was really well represented. And then to have to spend the night, pay the additional increase in admission to get back in because it jumped from 10 to 15 the next day. And the fact is that I can't applaud Bisbee enough. And like you said, this is just another part of this feel-good story because this town's in a crisis mode right now trying to get those stores rebuilt. And this town's rallying around these kids right now. And so
it shows the power of sports to bring a community to new levels and bring them to new heights. In the midst of trial, in the midst of tragedy, sports can be there to change our outlook and still make us feel good, even through hard times.
This is not the first time it's happened nationwide either, remember? 9/11?
Of course.
Again, I'm so happy for the Bisbee Pumas, man. I mean, I've dealt with these kids. I know many of them on a first-name basis. They know me. And to see the trials and tribulations and to see the reward now being state champions. In fact, I had to laugh because on Sunday morning, I had to run down to the Douglas Walmart real fast. And I walk in, and one of the stalkers there and there had on a Bisbee shirt and a Bisbee hat. And I walked by him, and I smiled. And he said, state champs, baby. And I said, dude, congratulations. He said, it is so sweet. You know, they've always had pride in their program. Bisbee fans have always been loyal and always very prideful. But to go out and to be able to beat the number one team in the state of Arizona and beat them the way they did, I kind of wonder what Phoenix Christian was thinking. And this is the other thing Todd mentioned, too, is the pressure was on PC because they were the number one seed. They were expected to win.
Bisbee, right.
And to jump out to a 4-0 lead in the second inning and then be at 5-2. And
then add two more before the end of the game.
And I'm being told to not jinx it by certain people in my group.
Well, Bruce, you do have a track record of having the wet and jinx.
But at the same time, I was watching the game.
But you knew.
I just sensed it because Bisbee was playing so calm, cool, and collected. They were making the plays. And, I mean, these guys were hitting shots to the shortstop, hitting shots to the outfield, ball in the glove. A routine 6-4-3 double. They actually pulled out several double plays, a 6-4-3 double play, then a 6-3 you know, ground out, but they were making things look effortlessly, and Bisbee had zero errors, which is what it took to win. Good pitching, timely hitting,
great defense,
and that's what it took. So we got a state champion, and I'm sure that Bisbee High School today is just, it was a buzz on Thursday sending these kids off, and I'm sure it's even a buzz on Monday welcoming back now with the banner. They get to hang with pride with the huge trophy they get, and the smiles that are not going to be able to go from these kids' faces for over a month right now.
It'll last all summer long.
Oh, I'm sure.
And a lifetime. I mean, if you think about it, once a state champion, you are always a state champion. For the rest of their lives, whether they end up becoming those assistant coaches who come back and are a part of other future state championship programs, they will always be the 2024 2A state champs.
We've only got three seniors on this team, so the future is bright. I mean, Jose Mendez is leaving, and then two others are. But the youth of this team, the depth of this team is so strong that Todd he's got the ship going in the right direction. And I think everybody's so relieved that after that one dismal season that he stepped away after the COVID year, that he came back and he's turned it around. And, you know, it was nice talking with him on Sunday because we were talking about how he got involved in baseball and how his dad all taught him. And Todd was getting a little emotional at times. And this was a nice thing, too, is that his family, his brother Butch, who I've known for years, was there. And so Butch and I were able to reconnect through Facebook on Sunday. And I told Butch, I said, I'm so proud of your brother. And I'm so proud of these kids, man. I said, it makes me feel good to see the hard work that they've put in. Because I've seen it literally pay off. Because I said, I knew they were going to have to play well to beat this team from Phoenix. And they didn't play well. They played great. And to see them pull it off. So the magical night on Thursday, June 6th, just got a little bit more magical now because we got three state champions plus a state runner-up. And we're going to be recognizing these teams as the best of Cochise County. Who's going to receive the Coach of the Year? Who's going to be the Athlete of the Year? You're going to have to attend to find out, folks. Tickets are still available. If you go to myheraldreview.com, you can see the link to purchase tickets. Thursday, June 6th, Buena Performing Arts. So now, I guess we get ready for Little League. Jeff, we got All-Stars beginning in about 6 weeks. I know, I'm anxious to go to Wilcox and watch Hattie McCumber pitch. Pat McCumber reached out to me on Sunday. I guess Cash graduates next Thursday. I've been invited to his graduation, so I'm going to try to make it. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to watching a youth play now in youth ball. We've also got a lot of work.
Our future state champs of our high schools.
And this is the other thing is, too, is I want to see what this does for Bisbee Little League. You know, I can almost bet you that a lot of these younger kids that were hesitant to come out are now going to come out to be future Pumas. And then, of course, these kids will come back. The players will come back and give back to Bisbee Little League. And that'll help in the recruiting process as well. But again, I want to end the show by offering a huge congratulations to the Bisbee Pumas and to all the Cochise County athletes. Once again,
what a season, what a year. What
you've
a
made
time.
My third year as a Herald Review sports editor, one to remember. Just when I think things are calming down, something happens to make it a little bit more exciting. If you'd have told me 3 weeks ago that Bisbee's going to be state champions, I said, well, that'll be between them and Tombstone. Benson threw their hat and they threw a monkey wrench in the thing because, I mean, they were a very, very formidable foe, but Bisbee found a way to beat this team three times, which was hard to do. Benson got to the state semis, nothing to be ashamed of. But I felt bad for Dalton Crockett because that was his last game, and we had a big story about him in the Friday edition, how he was all excited to pitch in his last game. But again, I just was tickled to death to have a Cochise County team in the finals. And so it was either going to be Benson or Bisbee. It happened to be Bisbee, and then we went all in on Bisbee. And it paid off.
And they ran the table.
They ran the table, and they made Cochise County and Bisbee, Arizona proud, Jeff.
Boy, I'll tell you what a fantastic way to bookend the high school sports year of 2023-2024, going from a football state champion in Berean Academy to finishing it off with a 2A state champion in Bisbee High School. Oh, my goodness, what a year it's been.
We're going to be having updates on the celebration.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. Again, come out to the Best of Preps, and he can help us rejoice and celebrate and recognize all these amazing athletes, Jeff.
With the special guest, Ed McCaffrey, three-time Super Bowl champion, will be in the house Thursday, June 6th. Again, as Bruce mentioned earlier, you can check the Herald Review Media website for all the details and to get your tickets. And Bruce, with everything else going on, all the celebrations, all the pomp, all the circumstance, everything left to go, we know that you will have it all covered for us in the Herald Review Media, in print, online at myheraldreview.com and on the Herald Review Media social media channels. While the high school and college sports season might have wrapped up, we know that the Little League season is happening right now, so if there are any games happening in your neck of the woods, please consider going and attending because it means the world to these young athletes to have their community support. From the Cochise Broadcasting Studios of KKYZ 101.7 FM, the oldies station in Sierra Vista, Arizona, and the all-new Mix 96.9 FM, Cochise County's best mix. And on behalf of the Herald Review Media sports editor, Bruce Wetton, my name is Jeff Davenport, and I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of your day. Congratulations once again to the 2024 2A state champion, Bisbee Pumas. And now we will send it back for the rest of today's Daily Chirp.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace Stocks, Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an event that you should know about. Tonight at 6 p.m., head over to Urbano for an open mic night hosted by Cochise College creative writing teacher Beth Colburn Orozco. Attendees are encouraged to share songs, poems, stories, and anything else that showcase your talent. Finally, we'd like to remember the life of Karen Turner. Karen was born in Noonan, Georgia in 1948 and lived in many places with her family throughout the years. She lived in Sierra Vista for the past 6 years and loved the mountains and high desert region. Karen was a homemaker and also worked as a secretary and administrative assistant at different times in her life. She loved to sing and she sang in several church choirs. After moving to Sierra Vista in 2018, she became a member of the Sierra Vista Community Chorus and she truly loved the group and performing with them. Karen loved camping, travel, reading, and music. When asked what brought her joy, she always said, "My family." She is survived by her husband, her daughters, and by her siblings. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Karen's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.